Yeah, that's the interesting thing with the documentation that you know, a lot of amateurs don't have to document it so well, and you sort of have to go through a kind of complicated tutorial to figure out how they work. That's sort of the problem that I ran into with DMR, is that not the greatest technical documentation about how different things work. Like I'm considering working on taking the arrow area of DMR nuts from using Michigan statewide talk channel using the talk group to using that talk group, and that can be problems for people that have to configure their radios to have that new talk group to them. We don't remember how to do that, or maybe like me had a cold project that they got from someone else, just change the call sign and put in their radio, and IP and put in their radio. So that could be an interesting. That's my biggest hesitation to moving it. Also, I probably should talk to Arrow Board about both about moving it and about being advertised as moved, and possibly about making that a static talk group on the DMR repeater, so that people can listen to it without having to see it every, I think, 60 minutes. Anyhow, up next is ABA OAS, and you'll be followed by SRC. Go ahead, John.
Thanks, Matt. KBHOAS. Yeah, Ed, your audio was excellent. Yeah, if you could forward all these instructions, it'll be beneficial to all the club members, so we can pass it on to the club list. The only thing to report, we have a club meeting this week, Thursday. Yule Belize will be speaking, as far as I know. And the repair group will also be meeting this week on Tuesday. Hopefully finish up work on that Stromberg radio. I think that's it. That's you, Matt, KBHOIS.